Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest losses as investors digested President Trump's delayed State of the Union address. The Dow slipped 21 points or 0.1%, broader S&P was down 0.2%, while the Nasdaq fell 0.4%. Snap Inc. surged 22% after posting record quarterly revenue and narrowing its loss on the back of a boom in online advertising with the result after the previous market's close. US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said overnight that he and other officials will travel to Beijing next week for trade talks aimed at clinching a deal to avert a 2nd of March increase in US tariffs on US $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. He added that the talks with China have been very productive so far. In US corporate earnings, General Motors rose 1.7% after posting better than expected fourth quarter earnings as the automaker's turnaround plan seemingly started to pay off. Eli Lilly slid 1% after the pharmaceutical company reported fourth quarter earnings that fell short of Wall Street expectations while cutting its 2019 outlook. In US economic data, the US trade deficit with its global partners fell in November for the first time after five straight months of increases as the shortfall with China and several other countries declined. The gap closed to US $49.3 billion from US $55.7 billion in October, representing an 11.5% decline. Europe's main markets settled with modest losses. DAX eased 0.4%, France's CAC down 0.1%, London's FTSE dipped 0.1%. However, CYBG PLC soared almost 14% after their first quarter trading update. The base metals complex was mostly weaker. Copper gained 0.7%, however, to $284.81 a pound after touching a fresh two-month high earlier in the session. Elsewhere, nickel rallied to a fresh four-month high on concerns that a force majeure by Brazil's Vale on some iron ore contracts could lead to restrictions in its nickel supply. However, the metal ultimately settled 0.9% lower. Elsewhere, aluminium fell 0.8% and zinc down 1.4%, retreating from a seven-month high touched in the previous session. No spot iron ore pricing, with a number of Asian markets still closed for Golden Week holidays this week. Gold futures lost $4.80 to $1,314.40 an ounce, following modest losses in each of the past three sessions. Oil prices gained ground, pairing earlier losses after the latest official weekly inventory data revealed smaller-than-expected increases in domestic crude and gasoline supplies. WTI settled 35 cents higher at $54.01 a barrel, well off an intra-session low of $52.86 a barrel, and Brent gained 71 cents to $62.69 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields were little changed at 2.7% after trading as low as 2.67% in the morning session, and the Aussie dollar is sharply weaker after Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe yesterday said the Central Bank no longer believes the next move in Australian interest rates is likely to be higher. Indeed, the Australian dollar is on track for its worst single session fall since November 2016, currently buying around 71.19 US cents, with a number of US investment banks already moving to adjust their interest rate forecasts.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.